Gracias por haber escuchado el podcast de Pause It, Play It.
Welcome to Pause It, Play It. I'm Josh.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Dan.
And last time he was here, we split the episode into two parts. So it's to a long episode. Manny's back.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
The 1975 profit returns.
Yeah, to return to the 1975 club.
Yeah, it said that as I was getting dropped off. Like, I was like, yeah, just dropped down off at 1975 club, yeah. Just like, what a nerd.
He's got to pay his subs, £5 a month.
Yeah. I'm actually here this time as well, because I was away, wasn't I, last time?
Yeah.
In person. I can see you all.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it like in Spain at the moment still?
So I'm back in England now for 3 weeks.
Right.
So I'm not. It's weird. Like, you get back and you don't realize like how much news you receive just from your mates. And I don't know. I don't have a clue what it's like in Spain right now.
Oh, really?
There's like more infections and everything, but not.
That's the weirdest time to be coming back over to the country.
Yeah. I'm like back into the British swing of things now. So.
I see. Well, like queuing,
wolf whistling at women,
tutting. Complaining, all the usual stuff.
My mum's got a Polish friend, right, and she moved to England like 15 years ago, and she said the first thing she did, because she heard that all British ladies had dildos.
Wow!
Yeah. The first thing she did was buy a dildo,
so she could be British.
Yeah.
That's just like, you know, British people think that, oh, we're so respected around the country, rule Britannia and all that, and then the world thinks of us as just women that own dildos and yobs abroad.
I thought people might have thought we were like a bit sexually repressed.
Yeah, I mean, I guess relative to Poland, maybe.
They fucking love it over there, lad.
I tell you what, you've been here 5 minutes and you've already turned the podcast to filth.
Sorry, I'm degrading it.
Well, how come you are back over?
I come back over once, twice a year, but once in summer just to like see people.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So see what a proper British summer's like, basically.
That's it, yeah.
That's what you are, yeah. So why you come to the right place? Oh, okay. Manchester in first September. What else is new? Anything else happened in our lives? The official weighing.
Oh shit!
We've not done it in a couple of weeks.
No, so, right, so it's on a Sunday. So last Sunday I was like 14.5, which is not much progress, really. But I've been away 2 weekends in a row.
Yeah, so. But it's you don't put it on.
No. Yeah, so I was 14.8 like 4 weeks ago. So
37.
Yeah,
10
yeah.
Pounds.
Feel great. My but I know I'm losing weight when the like elastic at the top of my boxers, it folds over when I've put weight on. Like, and it's not folding it's not over right it. Now. So yeah, I walk around with my boxer stripe straight
on show,
feeling good.
That's right, no fold.
It's a real measure of like, oh shit, I need to have a look at this.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, if you just bend over, you just feel it go.
Yeah, hand motion. That's when it's hard.
Well, you've lost enough weight to make that happen.
Well, it's like it's only. There's like a threshold, isn't there? And you're either over it or under it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I've crossed that threshold. But I've lost like 8-7 pounds, don't I? So like half stone.
Oh fuck! Right, yes.
Yeah.
So, what in 4 weeks?
Yeah. Well, mainly in week one. But yeah, gradually.
Nice.
Yeah. I feel good. I always think it must be like I like to look at your reaction when you've not seen me for ages, because I'm like, oh, whoever, do you know, if I've not seen someone, I'm like. Do you think I'm fat? Like, do you know what I mean? It's an initial like, ooh, something's changed.
Do you want to comment on the fact that you've been unable to walk this week?
Oh, yeah. So my back went into spasm on Monday and I was crawling around my house for 2 days. I don't want you to think that I'm exaggerating and like, my back was just a bit sore. Like, I was literally crawling very slowly around my home like an animal.
But look at you now.
Look at me now. I'm basically,
you skipped in today.
I'm basically a free man now. Coke hold mold up to the eyeballs. Feeling good.
With only slight muscle aches.
Only slight muscle aches, yeah.
It's the best we can hope for.
So we're getting there. We're making progress.
Well, we may as well get into what we've been listening to. Since you're so quick off the mark, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, Zella off of this podcast mainly. And yeah. We also like rent them out to Homefire Studios.
And BBC Radio we rent.
Yeah, like we represent them though. Yeah, and they got a new song and it's
sick. Yeah, it's amazing. You don't even have to just stick on a playlist. Oh, I don't know. New Music Friday UK.
New Music Friday, you know.
And you might find it on there.
Yeah, it's an absolute jam.
Yeah.
Actually, I messaged George yesterday about the 1975's very early strategy of making songs disappear. Because there's so much hype around it. I was like, give it 2 weeks and take it off, everyone. But he wasn't, he's not into it. I just said, like, just a thought. And he was like, he liked my message, but he didn't, like, respond and say. But I think it'd be, if it got enough hype, and then it just went, boom, and everyone's like, what the fuck, where is it? That would totally get people talking about it, I think.
Yeah.
I'm surprised not, like, more people don't do it.
But do you reckon that time's gone, though? Because now everything is streaming services.
No, like, take it off the streaming services, just blow it up. You can wait until it's on the album, or it's going to get played on BBC Introducing this week. Listen, rip it if you want. And, like, just get everyone hyped up and pissed off, get them angry. I want to listen to that fucking song.
Yeah, but sorry,
it'd get lost.
Not lost, but I think the internet would be that rife now that it, even if it came off Spotify, people would find a way to...
Yeah, but that is still cool, yeah. You want them to, like, find a way to do it.
Yeah.
And they're like... Oh, wait, why can't we get that song? What's happened? And just like creating that pissed offness and like that people were begging to pay for nights like Drive Like I Do songs.
Yeah.
But you got to time it right, and the hype's got to be high enough that enough people are going to be pissed off. And then when they can listen to it on like BBC Introducing, imagine like the text screen blowing up, like going, oh fuck, I get to listen to it again. I've waited ages. She's like taking a picture of the text screen, sending it to Hugh and Annie. It's on Radio 1. They get signed. They play Leeds. We go backstage.
it takes a bold band to do it. Yeah, I know it did work for 1975. But...
I don't know if it worked for 1975 because they had like the managers, Jamie's, like clout within the industry. Like they knew that they were going to be able to just descend on the industry.
Yeah.
When they decided to, I think. Like,
yeah, but what you're saying is there was an organic growth as well as all the industry stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like before the first album, before any EPs and everything, when stuff was getting uploaded and taken off everyone and stuff, you've never seen anyone do it at that sort of scale where it would disappear off something like Spotify. Yeah. But
did it disappear?
No, only so Spotify didn't exist. But like,
it's just MySpace. They took it off, didn't they?
But then they released like YouTube videos, like the video for Ghost and stuff, and then that just went. Phew.
I don't think that was planned, you know. I think they just put it on and go, oh, I don't want it on anymore. Take it off, and they might change their mind.
Yeah,
I think it was just like that, and it's just ended up working out well.
I mean that's the big question, isn't it?
But it clearly did work. I just think being the band that takes stuff away from people. I don't know. I think it could work if you did it really well. But maybe you're right. Maybe you do need that real clout to know that it's going to be huge later on.
Yeah. I've not thought about it that much, but I'm more siding with Junior. I think it might have been more that.
Just that it's like, oh, I don't like it. Take it off. It's not finished.
Yeah. I think it will have been, right, we've got, we can just launch ourselves.
Yeah.
Big style with the Jamie's machinery just there to like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we might as well get it right from the start.
Mm.
Like get our image nailed, get the name nailed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we just blow up.
Yeah.
And with like the side effects that it seemed pretty cool to us as desperate.
Kudos. But the point is, you need to delete all the songs.
Dan's first day in the music business.
Delete everything.
Done this, have you? Right, delete it all. What? Yeah, just delete it all, trust me. Yeah. Trust me.
It accidentally worked for some odds from Wilms, though.
Imagine if they did it and then just ruined the career.
Sauce. Yeah.
Right, Dan, that first artist we gave you, that didn't go great. So we've given you another artist that you can work with. Delete it all.
The sooner we put these songs out, the sooner we can delete it.
Do you want an update?
On what?
On Bill Fox and the Weakerlands. The two people I said I was going to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
So last week I was like, because we recorded on like what, Saturday, and then like again on like the Wednesday or something. Mm-hmm. So I'd like done nothing. Basically, I had nothing to talk about. So I was like, he's who I am going to listen to. I watched an interview with a guy and he was like, oh, I've been listening to these. I've never heard of either of them. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, I listen to them. Bill Fox, it's a bit too folk music for me. Oh. It's good, but it's not. It's like it's not as good as Elliot Smith, basically. Weaker Than's, great. What did I say to you? Death Cab, but sounds like Billy Corgan singing.
Yeah.
Check him out.
Amazing. Recommended. Josh certified.
Josh certified. Posit Play endorsed the Weaker Than's. Yeah.
Are these new bands? Or...
No, oh no, they're old. Oh,
okay.
Bill Fox was in like a punk band in like the 80s, mm-hmm. and then just left them. Recorded like two albums on like an 8-track at his house. Put them out. They were like acclaimed. They didn't do anything for like 15 years.
Oh, great!
And then came back with like another album. But yeah, it's good stuff. It's just not super for me, I don't think.
He sounds like, I know I said it last week, but he does sound like he should run a haulage company.
I like that name, The Weaker Than's.
Yeah, they're really good.
I saw this on Liv Griff of Zella, welcome to the Zella podcast, story. She was listening to Conan Gray, Maniac, which is apparently quite old, but I'd never heard it, and I think it's dead. It's cool.
I appreciate you only playing a very small amount so we don't get copyright strikes.
There you go, we got away with it.
Take that.
I've been listening to Everybody's Free, brackets, to wear sunscreen, Baz Luhrmann.
Tune.
Yeah. I don't know it.
Oh, it's brilliant. Like, it's just got great advice in it. It's very life-affirming.
You will have heard it, I think. Yeah, it's about 10 minutes long and says, like,
yeah, I'll play it for you now.
Live in Southern California once, but leave before it makes you sad.
I don't even know this.
Well, it originally came out in 97, when you'd have been
4 years old.
And then it was re-released in 99.
I've been 6 years old, depending what month it was.
Any music to throw in, buddy?
I can't just got such shit music taste these days.
David Gray.
you know, I rediscovered Travis a bit ago.
Oh, you know what? I've listened to Travis a couple of times in the past 6 months.
They're solid, right?
Yeah, the man who.
There are no Rogantas.
But they've got a cool like ethos as a band as well. Like I saw one of the music videos. And it's so depressingly 90s.
Yeah.
That I just couldn't help just delving in and seeing what they're up to these days. Apparently they're still going, same original lineup, and just same, they're just the mates.
Yeah.
The mates, yeah. So I guess in a similar way to the 1975, they've kept the shit together just by virtue of being mates.
Probably a nice balance of getting famous enough and having a couple of hits that can pay you forever and you can just sort of chill without getting like too famous.
Yeah.
Like the other three members of Coldplay.
Yeah.
Like literally will, God, rarely ever get like stopped in public.
Yeah.
For like fans, whatever. But them guys have got enough money to last them.
Yeah.
Forever now. Right, thank you everyone for listening to the podcast so far. If you want to follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram, it's the 1975 pod. I'm searching Pause It, Play It Pod on Facebook, or if you want to get in touch by email, it's pauseitplayitpod@gmail.com. I always say this at the end, but if you can subscribe and rate the show on if your streaming service provides that, that'd be a great help. So this week we are talking about, it should have been a single, She's American.
Whoop!
Should have been a singer. Why wasn't it? Will we ever know? Pause to get the lyrics up.
Yeah, She's American was a single, Josh.
Was it?
Just now, video, yeah. Got to 176 in the UK charts.
But was it? Was that not just
from streams?
Yeah, so it's listed as a specific single.
Is it?
Sex Girls, Settle Down, Robbers, Heart Out, Medicine, Love Me, Somebody Else, The Sound, A Change of Heart, She's American, Loving Someone, By Your Side, Who, Milk. give yourself a try. Love it if we made it 2 times.
Milk was a single.
Yeah, Milk got its own. Milk got released on like 7-inch.
What the fuck is By Your
Side? Oh, okay, so it's a cover. Did it have a music video?
No.
Okay.
They just did like a special like release of the vinyl. Ah, she's American, really.
It's on there, bro.
Wow.
But what are you classing as a single release? Like if it's been on the radio?
Yeah, I guess they do a pack, don't they, for radio DJs and say, yeah, this is what we're doing.
Yeah. Play this.
It almost feels like it doesn't count unless they've got a music video for it as a single.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, why do you think this wasn't front and centre, then, of the album campaign for this song?
I have a theory.
Go ahead.
It's not so much like Settle Down. It's too similar in vibe to Settle Down, although I would say it's definitely an improvement on Settle Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's why, but I'd have still been. If I would have been them, I couldn't have resisted releasing this. So, blew me away when I heard the live version you sent me, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You sent me like before they'd released it. You'd found a live version.
Sounds like
just
me
playing on it, just a phone recording.
Yeah.
And it was another one of the moments where you're like, "Fuck yeah, they're back. They've nailed it.
They're back."
So sick.
That could have been. Because it says here that they premiered the song on the 9th of November in 2015. So that'd be the first time they played it.
Ah, sick.
So,
yeah, I think it could have been, like you said, it wasn't just not front and centre. It's listed as a single, but it wasn't, like you said, no music video. It wasn't even pushed at all.
No.
Which is odd. And it must be a similar reason. I think it's like, this song for me is the culmination of the 1975 sound. It's not just Settle Down. Mm. It's like Settle Down, Heart Out, Chocolate, Girls, all like distilled down into this like bright pink amazingness.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I don't know. Yeah, maybe they don't want to be typecast or whatever into doing ham noise.
Just a great example of ham noise in this track.
Yeah. Nice.
I think you could have, if you're going to release, I think they could have swapped out and put this in that position.
Well, I think they could have swapped Change Your Heart out.
Yeah, they could have, you know.
They could have got
definitely, Change Your Heart's not a single.
Yeah, but that was like, that was a satisfied son.
Thank you.
That was like what, 4 days before the album came out, Change Your Heart. So like, I know it counts because I had a video and everything, but it's not like a proper pre-album single release.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like they just shoved it in last minute, I think.
The question is, why didn't they shove She's American in last minute? Like,
Why didn't they put it right at the top of the? I think it makes sense to release Love Me First.
Yeah,
and you're gonna release the sound, and you're going to release somebody else as well.
Yeah.
But they definitely could have. Come on.
I think really Somebody Else and Change Your Heart are too similar.
Yeah.
I'm surprised both those got released.
I am also. We should say that we all like this song, right?
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely unreal for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably goes without saying.
It's so 1975-y.
Yeah.
It is what I sign up for.
Yeah.
It's what I'm flicking through the albums when they come out looking for. Shut up, instrumental. Where's my hand noise?
Do you know what? Maybe they thought that, like, because they played this a lot live in that era, and I think they still do now. Maybe not quite as much. I'll have a look on setlist.fm. They probably thought, do you know what? People are still going to vibe with the song, even if we don't do a big single release for it.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you place this on the album with no release, and A Change of Heart on the album with no release, I think She's American will rise above it.
Yeah, maybe it's a capitalist decision to balance out the streams and get the cash songs up, and like that'll look after itself. That one, no marketing required for She's American.
Yeah,
it could be.
We'll just stick it in the live set, and everyone will be like, "Oh yeah, this is great."
Yeah,
I mean, it must get to a point when your fan base is that loyal, and most of your songs are that good that it doesn't really matter what you release. It's going to do well.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they maybe lose sight of how awesome that song is compared to the rest of them.
Lose perspective.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, they say if they're comparing it, because I really like A Change of Heart, but it's not as good as She's American. But do you think if they're comparing them two, do you think they don't know which one of them is better?
I suppose Change of Heart's got a very different vibe.
Yeah.
I can imagine it's not as immediately grabbing as She's American. But I imagine, you know, when you're grabbed in by a single and then you end up liking like a slower or stranger song on the album as your favourite, I can imagine as the writers of the songs, they also get bored with the singles and just...
Because like the lyrical depth and stuff.
Yeah.
I've just looked at the 2019 Manchester Arena set.
We were there.
They played this, 2019. They also played A Change of Heart, so maybe that wasn't the best comparison between the two. They also played Love Me, so...
I don't think they played or did they?
No, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, crowd choice between and Paris. And I think Paris... I don't think it was overwhelming, but I think...
Well, they got people to chant or whatever.
It was like...
Clapometer.
Yeah, it's the clap on Earth. You want to hear?
Okay.
Give me a hell yeah! And if you want to hear Paris, you know.
Were you there for that?
Yeah. We both were, weren't we?
We were, yeah.
Sat down.
What did you cheer more for?
I'd have cheered more for Paris.
I can't remember what I'd have cheered more for, because that's a struggle for me, that one.
I really like her, but it's Paris. Come on.
Easy for me.
I was like,
To be honest, Earth's so reliant on the production. I don't think it'd translate as well live. Because it's so clean and tight, the production.
Yeah,
and that.
Yeah,
and,
but it's just all samples and it's like...
Yeah, it's all samples.
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, I know... I think we said it was probably a guitar that was doing the main thing.
Uh-huh.
Just like a really affected one.
Uh-huh.
But I can imagine that, you know, it'll just be preset on the... what's it called? On the digitized pedal board.
Yeah.
And it'll just be...
Doing a
yeah
the edge
yeah
I wonder if in terms of releasing Change of Heart instead of She's American, whether they did just have an idea for a music video that fit with Change of Heart, so they thought
that's a good point, actually.
Committed to that idea,
could have danced to anything without first pair on.
But there was a Change of Heart of She's American video.
You what?
So visual snippets were leaked in 2016 showing Matt Healy dancing with a group of girls holding machine guns in front of a video screen.
Ah.
Oh, you know what? I think I might have read something about it being... something happened in the world that made it inappropriate to release She's American.
Shit!
Am I thinking of Bleed American?
Oh.
Yeah.
Because, they changed the name, didn't they? Did you just get it self-titled?
Yeah. It was released in 2001. Yeah.
Is this because of 9/11?
Yeah.
Same thing happened with the Strokes. Is this it? I don't know if the song New York City Cops was... I think it's still on the album. I don't know if it's... I done it on like a later release.
Uh-huh.
But that song was on this Is This It that came out like September 2001. And the line in the chorus is New York City Cops ain't too smart. So they were like, maybe not include that on this album that's coming out right now.
Right.
When everyone's like...
Ah, because of 9/11.
Yeah. Oh, well, I know what that is now.
So I don't know if a similar thing happened with She's American. You can imagine we're in an era where some cultural force would make it inappropriate.
When did the Paris shooting happen? That would be around that time. I was working...
At the Bataclan.
Is this the one I mean?
Yeah.
Where the Eagles of Death Metal concert.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if that affected that. Yeah, so basically...
November 2015. So
that would be...
Bang on.
Yeah. Maybe that was it.
Well, that's Paris, isn't it?
Huh?
It's Paris, not America, so...
Yeah, but it's still... Like, at that time, people weren't coming in the Trafford Centre because they were scared of potential attacks.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that it would make sense that they thought it might be a bit too on the nose to have a music video with people holding machine guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a negative reaction to it.
Yeah.
So we think there is a lost She's American video then?
There is. There's one filmed. I think it's confirmed that one has been filmed.
That is a shame.
They've just never released it.
Someone says it might have something to do with the hyper-nationalistic imagery and the AK-47s in the video. They probably realised Americans wouldn't get their brash sense of humour.
I don't know if I'm on board with that, because then they wouldn't have done I Like America and America Likes Me. The song's called that. Like, the lyrics are like, I'm scared of dying, no gun required. Kids don't want rifles, they want Supreme.
Is there a video, though?
There's not a video, but there's... I mean, the lyric content is... I call it I Like America and America Likes Me as well.
I guess the unreleased video sounds like they were just kind of being a bit silly about it. Like, what is it? Girls in bikinis holding AK-47s or something?
I don't know if the word bikini was ever mentioned, Manny. I think you might have just added that as...
Exclusive. Make that drum intro, though. It's
yeah.
So sick.
It's a real tight drum kit.
Oh, it's so like... Oh, it's so compressed.
I don't know if it's real or not. I don't know if it's just all samples. It's
Garage
hard.
Band drum kit.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Sounds so tight.
Yeah.
But... What I love about like the drum fill at the start and the riff is that it sounds so simple and catchy and bright, but I can't tap along to it. Like, I can't imagine what the notes are. They kept, like, all the omissions in it are they're masterful.
Yeah,
and
like, in the guitar riff,
in the guitar riff and the fill.
Yeah,
but more so the fill. But like, I feel like I couldn't just air drum to it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like syncopated in a really weird way.
Yeah. Mm. It's like Max said that, like, George Daniel Lassine doesn't... a lot of his drumming is so good because he's leaving pauses. There's times where he's not playing something, which makes it really interesting parts. Whereas maybe perhaps in a more traditional drum pattern, would include some notes that the intro doesn't.
Absolutely.
And maybe that's why it's difficult.
Yeah, so. yeah. Like, he what he doesn't play just makes so interesting. And it's like irregular.
Yeah, yeah.
Frenetic, but still tight.
But it's funny you say irregular, because the song, I think the guitar pattern of the song is quite a familiar one. Like, it's that thing in music where, like, the music people gravitate to is music that sounds familiar to them, but it's doing something different. And I think this is, like, it's you know, it's a little derivative of, like, the 80s sort of guitar style, isn't it? Like, I don't think Hans reinventing the wheel in what he's doing, but I think the way he's doing it is just so, like, just peak what that can be.
Mm-hmm.
Leveling it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the drum fill is dealt with. Like, yeah, you hit that riff, don't you? You've got, like, that hand noise, that classic 1975 sound. Yeah. We always talk about, like, the bass is never, like, following. Like, you know, it's not like Blink.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
always playing something funky. But in the verses, that bass line's sick, like, like,
yeah, yeah.
And totally different to the drums and everything. It's just his own little thing, like, vibing along. Makes it so fucking...
And there's that... funky. I don't know what chord it is. It's like a... Yeah.
Big dirty discord over it, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a diminished fourth or a...
As it very jazz.
As it gives it such character.
Yeah,
dropping
it does.
Into that verse.
Yeah, it's giving, like... Yeah, the like, I don't know how I describe it. It is character, that's the best way.
Yeah.
Like, it's giving, like, another texture underneath.
You wouldn't... Like, if the song came out, I'd still bum it. I mean, I still really like it, but like, if that chord wasn't there, but that's like the development without that chord. It's a bit more first album. This is like, oh yeah, we were honing this.
Do you know what it does as well? It really separates the parts of the song.
Yeah.
So like when that hits, it completely shifts to the verse.
Because that's the whole transition between the chorus, and it's not like there's a little riff or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's
just
that
chorus and the verse. It's like, have this chord, mate.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
And it's so thick, like.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like.
With a double C.
Can you not, like, identify it through some guitar-ness?
No, it sounds like a minor chord. I don't know.
Must be more complicated.
Yeah, I think there's more going on.
D minor. That's it, lads. Solved it.
Yeah, like they've taken the obvious and just like shifted a few notes around.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if they'd have calculated it. I think they just shifted around until it sounded cool, and it did. But as well as like the notes, the texture of that guitar.
Yeah.
It's one chord and it doesn't ring out. Like it just stays there creaming away.
Oh, okay, what you mean? Doesn't fade.
It doesn't fade.
Can you imagine that moment in the studio when you're like going, "Oh, we should do something on this transition." Like, how about that? And he just like moves his finger. And goes, do that. Like, that's sick. Like, do you imagine that they're actually pretty cool?
I don't
about
know.
Do you imagine
if they
like,
get
the nerds,
excited like that,
we would be. Oh, that's so smooth. I miss those moments, man. It's so cool when you're like together and like doing something, someone does something sick and you're like, yes, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that excitement that separates.
What cool people, cool successful people from musicians who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be exciting because you should do it with intention and knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, not by pure accident.
Shoot, did something good. I never know. You referenced a Settle Down before. I've not really clocked that before. But that like looped synth part, isn't it? Is it in the main like riff of the song?
Mm-hmm.
I'd never really paid attention to that before until that like listen through.
The opening line is a callback, isn't it? To Settle Down.
Big town
instead of small town.
Oh yeah,
it is.
Yeah, small town. Same, pretty much same intonation. Different key.
Yeah, like to me, it feels like they're aware that they can only use that vibe a certain amount of times before they just become one trick ponies.
Vibe note.
Yeah, and if they could, they'd erase Settle Down and just come straight back out with She's American.
You had qualms with the bridge bit where it cuts out.
Yeah. The interlude, I'd call it an interlude bridge, whatever, the bit where that's different from the rest of it. so the transition from the second chorus to the vocal bridge.
Yeah, middle that, eight, throw another one in there.
Yeah.
it's
cool.
Yeah.
It's like a nice, like, super cheesy that it's, like ironic happy vibe, and then it's like they didn't know where to go after that. They play a chord, they just play the chords without the vocal, and it's like Matty goes off for a pee and then they just wait for him to come back, and then Josh does the fill and brings it back in. It feels lazy.
Do you not think that where it drops out though gives more impact into the last chorus?
It does because it blows your tits off when it comes back in.
Well, yeah.
You think it's a bit lazy?
Knowing how well they can like take you on a journey, from one space to another musically, it feels like they just didn't know how to join that. Connect the dots there. I imagine it works well live.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen him play it live.
I like the way the vocals are laid in that bit though. Like there's panning and stuff. It's like that's quite interesting.
Save it for the instrumentals though. Mm. You've got a belting pop track there. Get it tight.
Guitar solo, please.
Well, there's a bit of a sax. So I don't know, describing the last chorus, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's something going on underneath. What are I going to say? The vocal production, it's just throughout the album, but there's harmonies all over the song. Yeah. Even just through the verses. Maybe not the parts where you'd kind of anticipate a harmony coming in.
Yeah.
But, oh, it just makes the songs like...
They work as well. They really add to the song. The
harmonies,
they
do.
Sometimes you do get them shoving a harmony in anywhere, and it doesn't really add much.
Yeah.
The harmony on "She's Inducing Sleep to Avoid Pain." Like, well, it's, that is well nice.
That line is sang as that weird diminished chord, whatever it is, is ringing out. So that's a really nice, like, sort of layered part.
Is it diminished or is it augmented?
Is it a minor seventh? Will we ever know?
Probably not.
Right in.
Oh, shit, I love these lyrics. I'm only just, like, remembering how much a bosom.
You know what I though?
Bosom, I just made that up.
I think the chorus is lazy.
Just, in terms of songwriting lyrics?
Yeah. Just melodically. It's like they've gone, she's American. Stick that in there. Because I think that melodically, I feel like it needs more on the "She's American." I feel like that is too short of a hook for the build-up. And also, there's too many, in my opinion, "She's Americans" used within the chorus. I think on that last one, either needs to be dropped or mixed up. Like, "She's from the United States." You just it either needs to be got rid of or changed.
I've been thinking about that since you said it last week. I've been trying to come up with another note that it could be.
Yeah.
But nothing's happened.
So we're rewriting the songs now,
yeah,
are we?
Yeah.
Here's our new version.
I like, you know what, I think that would make a great live lounge thing. If a band could come in and take a lyric and say, take a song and say, "Yeah, we're covering it," but they completely mix it up. Like, the message of the song is the same, if you will, but the lyrics are changed. Like, the only way, a good one that I've come up with is for "Chocolate," rather than saying "guns hid under our petticoats," it'd be, oh fuck, what was it? "Where we go, nobody knows, got guns hidden under our clothes."
Oh, yeah, speaking about covers and changing the lyrics, Biffy Clyro covered WAP in the live lounge.
I've seen it, and I listened to about 10 seconds. And I was like,
that bad?
Not for me.
Wet ass Biffy, though. You heard this song? There's this lady called Cardi B.
Right.
That's who it is, isn't it?
But do you know who Cardi B is?
No, man.
No way.
So, like,
she's really famous.
Yeah. Actually, I heard a reference yesterday
So she has this song called WAP, which stands for Wet Ass Pussy.
Uh-huh.
And this is the most graphic, like, song over here. Like, it's like the images it conjures, like, uh-huh, might cause you a problem in public.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, it's a song has never given me such an experience before.
Wow, and this is a lady singing it.
She's a very open-minded girl.
I think we've covered that it's a hand master class.
Mm.
This day you play guitar, lads.
It's just beautifully compressed and silky. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People might criticise it for how silky and smooth it is. It's not raw in any way, do you know what I mean? It didn't sound like a rock song.
Do you know what? Have we ever looked at, like, a review of anything they've done?
We are the reviewers.
Well, I mean, we did Third Notes on a Conditional Form when we did that. Have you listened to it yet?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Like Dan says, there's a lot of instrumental that you need to listen to a lot to get on board with.
Yeah. It must be, when you're writing those instrumentals, though, and they are forming incrementally, you probably just fall in love with them, don't you?
Mm-hmm. It's higher investment music, isn't it? It's just such a long time since I, like, listened to music in that way that
requires thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
know. And it's bad, really. Because I just rely on, like, the immediate buzz of catchy songs.
Yeah.
And
it's not bad. Because it's like, you like what you like, don't you? Cause I literally, like, dance, like, proper dance music.
Mm-hmm.
Not dance by Fall Out Boy. I just can't get on board with it. Like, I understand the...
There's quite a lot of dance music I do like, and it's catchy, but I don't feel like it's like... I put it on and absorb it. It's good background music that can be catchy and it's good just to dance to, obviously. But
I can't fuck with it, if you see what I'm saying. Like, proper dance music, it just glosses over me. I just don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever will.
As in, you find it too complicated or too simple?
I listen to it and I'm not entertained in any way.
I'm gonna send you on Spotify, though, which I think is one of the best examples.
But I think there's a difference in I think, between dance music and artists like Daft Punk and Justice, people like that, because that's not... might be better about explaining what I mean.
Yeah, so they make...
That's electronic music.
It's art, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's proper thought-provoking at times. So, Sebastian or Justice, to give them their French name, Daft Punk, and Busy P, love Busy P. They put real thought into it, whereas there is just dance music, which is noise, isn't there? All the ones we've mentioned are French as well. Artists that make proper music, if you will, but all of it is electronic.
I understand that some of the stuff on that album is a difficult listen. Because I also... But this thing, like, there are electronic songs on there that I really like. Because I feel like the more songs that are made with electronic instruments than they are just, like, dance or EDM music. And I realise that is like a simplification of that genre of music, but I understand what you mean. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I imagine if I listened to it 10 times in a row... I'd find all the subtleties that make it pleasing. I just don't make enough time to listen to music anymore.
I don't think there's anything wrong with listening to something if it doesn't grab you straight away. Not.
No, it's there's nothing wrong with it. Like, it's just I'm missing out.
Oh, because you're not giving it the.
Yeah, yeah. The thought. Yeah. I'm depriving myself of the experience of investing in music and getting the longer term payoff. Occasionally I do.
With the 975 or just in general?
In general, yeah.
Right. Can you give an example?
I think part of it's to do with like not really using my car that much anymore. And living with flatmates. I just don't blast music. I don't have that many opportunities to blast music.
That's a good point, you know, because since I've been like working from home this year, I've been sat with my headphones on. Uh-huh. And I'll go with, like, I was saying the other week, I feel like I've listened to everything because I'm spending like 8 hours a day, maybe not 8 hours a day, but you know what I mean? I'm listening to a lot more time just listening to music, mm-hmm. going through stuff than I would be previously.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas maybe in the past, my windows to listen to music might be that 45-minute drive home.
Yeah.
So then I'm putting on liked songs. You know, like Daily Mix 1, and it's going through stuff that I'm familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's a good point, not having the time or the opportunity to listen to it like you would if you had the time.
Yeah.
Basically.
You're also at an age where you're not interested in new music. Like, you just get to a point where... And it's everyone. You get to a point where you go, nope, that's it. My repertoire is full now.
I don't feel like... How old are you?
30.
Are you really? I don't...
Child.
I don't feel like that. And you're not like that, though.
I've got less interest in new music than I did 10 years ago. I've got more interest now in finding new podcasts. And Radio 4. And tennis. And tennis podcast.
Do you play tennis, Junior?
No, but I like watching it.
Get into it, man.
You can only have your formative years once, can't you?
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's when music's most important, isn't it? And the music that you listen to then, I think, sticks with you.
Yeah. Definitely.
I tend to discover like one artist a year. Like, it used to be that two is or three.
Very low success rate for artists. Yes.
But I really like it. Like this, or maybe two or three. Like this year, it's been Billie Eilish, that album, it's just tune after tune.
Yeah, it really is. And yeah.
It's dense and creative, and uh-huh. And it's great in the way that the first albums of these guys for me were, and it's kind of low. You don't need much attention to be able to like that.
Yeah, I think what's good about that is you can both like it by not paying much attention, but also if you really look at it, it gets even better. Yeah, uh-huh,
absolutely. And then it goes downhill from there. No. Jacob Collier.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
He's just like a jazz musician he's not really very cool.
He's
talented and a happy guy. And he kind of, zero like cynicism there. He's just happy and full of love and expresses it through music, and he's extremely competent. And it just kind of resonates with just a simpler way of viewing the world.
I find his music interesting. I find him a really interesting guy, but I struggle to sit down and listen to a lot of it.
Dan struggles to sit there.
because I think that does ask a lot of you sometimes in terms of his music.
That's interesting because that, like, I find that stimulating rather than boring. Like,
I don't find it boring. I just don't. I feel it only goes so far, and I'm interested in what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he's changing the key up a half tone or whatever, a quarter tone. Sorry, not a half tone.
Uh-huh.
I find it interesting to listen to, but then I'm not clamoring to listen to it again.
Right. It's interesting, but not that pleasing, isn't it?
Yeah. I think I'm interested in it because I understand what he's doing, but then. Give me something. I'm happy with something more simple, if you get what I mean. Maybe he's a fantastic, he's objectively a fantastic musician, but maybe I don't personally rate him, rate, that's harsh. Maybe I don't personally vibe with him as much as a songwriter.
Absolutely. He's not a songwriter, really.
Yeah, maybe that's the best way.
He's just so talented. And
yeah, yeah.
I've discovered him through the Tiny Desk concerts.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm kind of a fan recently of stuff that if all technology just disappeared, and you could only use acoustic instruments, like instruments that you can make out of wood and raw material, could you make something that sounds from a different world?
Right.
Like, it's pretty easy to make something that sounds like it's from a different dimension when you're using electronic stuff. But he's able to like create textures and like sonic landscapes that you just wouldn't you don't feel like you can just make them noises out of your environment, and he does. Just to update you, yeah, Luis Capaldi and this Spanish singer songwriter. It's the first time I've ever liked a Spanish artist.
Oh, right.
Speaking of, I found a Spanish one the other day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, what?
They're called Yawners. They're very small.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they only had like 100,000 streams on Spotify. It's just like really basic indie rock.
Yeah, I find like that.
With any Spanish artist, it's, unless they're doing a Spanish thing, I find like they're just doing like a mediocre version of a English speaking thing.
Yeah. Some of their songs were in English, some were in Spanish.
Even that, like, I don't agree with writing in a language that. That's not your native tongue. I don't.
Yeah.
Unless you really.
Unless you're ABBA.
Unless you're ABBA, yeah.
Or Max Martin.
Have you not written any songs in Spanish then?
Nah.
I thought you had done.
I don't think you can, like, if you, unless you've like been brought up learning language, you don't understand like the depth and the
intricacies.
Nuance. Yeah.
Yeah, but do you not think you can get to a point where, like, because. So that in that Spurs documentary, Mourinho, like, he'll just go like, fucking hell, like that. And like, he'll be saying sentences and he'll be like, oh, you've got to kick the fucking ball, like that.
Uh-huh.
But so at some point he's got to have learned that you just put fucking in anywhere. A sentence. Yeah.
Anywhere.
And like, so, but it's different, like, because at one point he's saying sort of like, you've got to be a bunch of cunts. Uh-huh. And that's fine because he can learn what that word means.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm saying is because his English is so good,
uh-huh.
he can use words in that format,
uh-huh.
and it sounds like an English person would say it. But do you not think you can get to that level?
Absolutely, like in terms of practical usage, but like with a song, like just the hidden cultural depth that's attached to any just like word.
Yeah.
The stuff in 1975 aren't that popular in Spain, because I think if you translate
difficult,
the lyrics,
yeah, I get that.
You're not. There are some lines that just paint a universe in your head. Like it paints a big image of experiences and our culture that we're really familiar with just from having been like.
In Spanish, it's like went to the shop.
Yeah. Sainsbury's. Yeah. The use of Sainsbury's in Where's My Brain or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Part of Me and My Brain.
Yeah. Is it like I've got this image of a Sainsbury's local there.
Yeah.
And everything else that connotes, and you just lose that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, no, even the stuff
Sainsbury's like... doesn't mean the same to Mourinho as it does to us.
But you look fit. But you're losing it. Like the literal translation of that.
Well, yeah,
in Spanish is probably like, I don't know, you're looking healthy. And it's not the same, like.
Yeah, I mean, you could get an equivalent like you're hot.
But that loses the use of the word fit because it's such a.
It's kind of like Northern. Teenage and chavvy and Northern,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. So you can't redo that, can you?
Uh-huh. And you could explain it. You could say in the north of England, like this happens.
But once you explain, it's lost.
Yeah.
Before you go, turn the big light off.
Yeah.
Which song's that?
Please Be Naked.
No way. Sick.
You know, I can imagine if someone had watched Skins or something.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of Skins, and that's how you imagine England to be. That Matt Ealy's lyrics would be a like nice accompaniment to that imagery,
mm-hmm.
and maybe then you'd get it. But I've strayed from the point.
What no, why? It's all interesting stuff.
It's kind of interesting to see how they've not got huge in Spain because they haven't.
Yeah. And, what size venues did they play over there?
I think they might have had to cancel the tour, but I think they were playing like, I don't know if it was arenas, but it was just in Madrid and Barcelona. Like
right.
They couldn't do like a nationwide city tour. And bands like, I don't know, certain bands do really well there, like the Black Keys.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, which I never got.
Travis.
I think so. Keen did really well, I think.
Yeah.
It's in the song I Like It When You Sleep, by the way, that line, not Please Be Naked. I just want to correct myself.
Should we George Daniel it?
Let's George Daniel it.
Yes.
Let's do it.
So George Daniel's last scene was today at 9:36 in the morning.
That's in the morning again.
Just checking his phone before he gets up. Big G.
Early riser. Okay, lyric time. Time for lyrics.
The first lyric is Big Town.
Big Town. The second lyric.
You think that those two words can't be overanalyzed.
However.
You'd be wrong.
That's why we're here.
That is a callback. Is it interpolation, Josh?
Do you know what? I don't know where the line is drawn for interpolation.
Let's just say it's interpolation.
I think
that makes us sound good.
I think it might be, because I think interpolation needs to have the music of it needs to relate as well, rather than just the lyrics.
Yeah. So I would say that is interpolation.
I would agree.
But between this and Settle Down, so Big Town and Small Town.
Also, maybe girls, you're rushing in a small town.
I don't know if that, okay, but it's just his, it's just his device, isn't it?
It's not girls.
What is it, mate?
That's Heart Out.
Oh, shit.
We're getting loads of songs mixed up today, aren't we?
Yeah, they are. We're not real fans.
I know.
But they're like linked together anyway, aren't they? Then we always say that.
Yeah,
they are the Holy Trinity of self-titled era. the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit.
Nice.
I don't really, this would, synthetic apparitions of not being lonely, like I would be interested in Genius's comments because I don't really know what it means. So synthetic, man-made. Crooks.
Apparition,
what does apparitions mean?
Before we go into that, something I don't that know appears, if we'll finish with Big Ten.
All right, go on, sorry, Josh.
Well, the fact that it's LA, isn't it?
Yeah, LA.
Because they made it. Well, yeah, because of where the album was recorded.
Yeah.
So like, this album was predominantly recorded in LA.
Ah.
That's Los Angeles.
So, yeah, I found another lyric that suggests, that kind of confirms it. There's no more water in the city. LA have a big drought problem, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I think
that's
LA.
That's why he's here, ladies and gentlemen.
Because in the Blink-182 video for Down, they're in that like thing that they're racing. And also in the hit musical Grease. And
see also Grand Theft Auto.
Those are used to redirect water.
Right.
Yeah.
In times of drought, I think.
Yeah, there's this film called Chinatown, I think, with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah,
that's about it, isn't it? Water in LA, yeah.
Oh, is it
in LA?
I've never seen it, but I am aware of it.
So the big town is LA. So apparition, a thing that just appears, the apparition of a ghost.
Yeah, but I don't think it means it's anything particularly real, does it? It's like in your head. So he's taking drugs to give the feeling of not being lonely.
But then that
drug friend.
but is that could also just be a comment on the culture of LA.
That's what the Genius annotation's getting at, isn't it? Fake people, are appearing to. But what a great way to say that if that's what you're saying.
Yeah,
because everything in LA is very
they're
much for
not
show.
Even people, they're just something that turns up to make you feel less lonely.
Yeah.
Mm. Just another take. Maybe it's a social media reference. On Instagram, people trying to show that they're not lonely.
But that, you know, that would be in line with some of the stuff on A Change of Heart.
Yeah.
It's a little too literal, though, I think.
Yeah.
I think I would prefer the other interpretation.
But and then people worrying about him, though, in the next two lines.
Yeah. Apparently. I mean, this is the podcast where we just read Genius. it says on Genius that he had a breakdown during a show in Boston. I didn't realise he did. That's probably Boston, Massachusetts, not Boston.
Boston, Lincolnshire.
In the East Midlands.
Oh, what a letdown, a shame, I think you might die. Oh, just the way that hits you. Like, it's so sick.
It's very brushstrokey, this song. Doesn't seem to lead from one idea to the next narrative way.
Well, you think it's quite split up and just a series of cool lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of painting the same landscape, but
I always thought this because we were excited when Taylor Swift wore the t-shirt and there was like rumors of him going out with her and stuff. Unconfirmed. But now looking, I guess we weren't stan enough really because he was seeing Halsey, weren't he? Halsey.
Yeah.
So it makes much more sense like when you think of it through that lens, I think, that he actually had an American girlfriend who wrote music and stuff.
Yeah. But I think there'll be sort of a part where he thinks, oh, I thought I've made it a bit. Now I've got an American famous girl that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
That's like part of the...
the vibe of the song.
Well, just part of the life he probably thought he might end up living.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like it's like a realisation of what...
bucket list, famous girlfriend.
Yeah. I've just watched that video of the breakdown and I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. It gets a bit emotional at the end of Sex.
Ah, right.
The song.
don't we all?
Just going back to that, what a letdown, what a shame. What a shame is like a sort of line that's followed them around as well. So I think it's nice that they kind of played with that a bit.
Mm.
That saying, let's say, and put it in the song.
I like as well, to refer to something as a shame is kind of like a nonchalant.
Yeah, it's a bit derisory, isn't
it?
Yeah,
I accept that this situation is less than ideal, but I don't really care.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's a shame.
Is it a British thing? I can't imagine an American saying it.
Is that like, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I think they probably use it more as in the extreme sense, like you should be ashamed.
Yeah, or shaming someone.
You should be the USA. Right, okay.
It's like Americans never say steps, never say stairs.
Draw a bath. Weirdos.
Draw a bath? Yeah. Can you say that?
From the faucet.
Nice.
And they can't say twat either, can they, Americans?
What's the deal with that? Americans write in.
Twat.
Twat? Why?
Yeah. Twat. I was listening to the... Is it the Mark, Tom and Travis show?
Like, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I've never listened to it before yesterday.
Tits, fart, turd and twat.
Twat? Yeah, yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where are we up to? Oh, what a let down of shame. I think he might die. Who's dying?
Healy. It's self-referential, isn't it?
You reckon?
Yeah. Especially with it being presented here in quotation marks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, it's that thing like... But that... Like, I think as well at the time, people thought of him as
a god.
The I was going to say the next in that line of musicians that people think might go off the rails, maybe the successor to Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
In that, who the press might want to jump on, and also I think as well with his ma, I think people were probably quite quick to think he'd be. Follow a similar pattern, let's say.
Well, and we know he did.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
With the benefit of hindsight, yeah.
But I think people sort of, I think people were expecting that of him.
Yeah.
More than it happened naturally. So I think that's probably, that line I would say is probably a comment on what maybe not the mainstream media as such, but maybe people online were saying about him.
Yeah, I suppose like this is the era when they had conquered America or were conquering America, and he's getting a glimpse into what achieving that dream is going to be like, and understanding it being him, because I didn't think that before. I can imagine it in expressing kind of disappointment at the fact that the media and that world was so willing to conclude that he's
that guy, yeah, yeah.
He's it's kind of cold, isn't it? Mm. You get there and you're just this ornament on the Hollywood landscape, and if you die, you're just another good story.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, imagine it's quite a cold realization.
Halsey said in her song, what song is it? Colors.
Colors.
Yeah. Hope you make it to the day 28 years old.
Mm-hmm. He showed up.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
I love the delivery of dancing and enthralling. It's just got a real attack.
I thought we'd done that, sorry.
It's so flowy.
Mm.
Well, I understand what you mean, but what I'm highlighting there is that dancing and enthralling isn't flowy. It's punchy. It attacks you. She's dancing, enthralling.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I until I'd looked at the lyrics, I thought it was dancing and something.
It was dancing and falling.
Yeah. I think that's what I thought as well.
We always do misheard lyrics.
Oh yeah.
Don't be embarrassed. Yeah. It's a safe place.
Fishy warehouse.
This line, right, is I remember hearing it and then hearing it. Do you know when they change it at the end of the second verse? Like, and it got to the end of the second verse and I was like, no way, that's sick. And like, rewinded it to check what the first verse
rewinded
was. Yeah. I sat there for 30 seconds while it rewound. Yeah.
Got a pencil and put it in the middle of
it. That to me is so sick and so cool.
Like, what is?
So I said, don't fall in love with a moment. And it sort of drops off then and goes, she said, I got a lot to learn. And then at the end of the second verse, don't fall in love with the moment. And it goes way higher and stronger. And think you're in love with that girl. And like the difference between the two endings, but like the reference to each other, I just think,
very clever.
Well done, Neely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sick as fuck.
It could be any semi-famous American that they've met. Whilst.
Yeah. Just saying, don't fall in love with the moment of entering this celebrity lifestyle.
I like the idea of it being a real person saying it to him and not a cool line, I think. Because we know it's not Taylor Swift. So after that, I was like, oh, well, it's just a cool line then. But now I know that he was like seeing an American girl. I'm like, oh, imagine like thinking you're this cool British guy who's made it. And she's like, you've got a lot to learn. And just like cutting your, like, your feet from under you, like, ah, yes. Love City, yeah, he likes California. Cool.
Yeah.
Want to get deeper on that? Oh, he does, go on.
The City.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
What and that's mean? The second, what's it called? That's the second song where there's been a reference to the city.
It might not actually be a reference to the city. It might just be that he says, I really like Los Angeles. and we're just overanalyzing it. But let's just say it is.
But do you think he put that in and didn't think anything about the city?
I think he probably went, huh, that's a reference.
As far as his podcast goes, he can't say he would have to change city to like, large town, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because if he says it, we're saying it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bolson, large town,
metropolis.
However, his only minor quibble is that he's gone from smoking weed into smoking heroin.
Now, I did not get that.
No, you've been sitting on that piece of analysis for months, haven't you?
Yeah, I am.
You told me about that.
Is it on Genius?
I don't know.
Or are you adding something new?
Let's have a check.
The green is turning brown.
That's sick.
No one mentions heroin, but brown is term for heroin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone has mentioned it here.
Oh, that slags.
Is it, what's the username? Juliet Echo.
Chorus then. If she likes it because we just don't eat and we're so intelligent.
I don't get the
not
if.
Eating.
Oh.
No,
the if. The conditional form. Why if?
Notes on her.
Yeah, that's the fair point, like, actually.
If she likes it.
It's saying if, that therefore she's American.
Yeah.
You can tell she's American. Because
British girls won't have the same affinity for other British men like Americans do.
Yeah.
Look how popular James Corden is.
Oh,
I get it. I've not read it like that. Yeah, it makes complete sense and it's so cool that.
Yeah.
If she says I've got to fix my teeth because all Americans have, you know,
perfect teeth.
Big fake teeth.
Right.
Well, it's a stereotype, isn't it, that British people have bad teeth?
Yeah.
Come on, Simpsons reference.
The big
book of British smiles.
That's what I was getting at before.
Prince Charles is in there. Isn't he? Bless him. What was I going to say? I've got a feeling that Ross and George eat. George is a big lad, and Ross doesn't look like he doesn't eat.
No, they've got a weed to grow.
Yeah.
Never going to get Gaines. In there, it's on Genius, it's discussing portion sizes between England and America. But I don't know if that's necessarily relevant.
Yeah, maybe it is actually. Like, you don't eat much, do you? No, you eat a reasonable amount. It's you fat bitch.
I don't know if it's that specific into it. I think it's probably just the fact that, like, the stereotype is Americans are fat.
Yeah, well, Matt and Adam are skinny, aren't they?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I can just imagine him waking up and smoking all day and barely eating anything.
Yeah.
But I reckon that is a... I reckon the line, though, is the reference to the difference between Americans and British.
Yeah.
In terms of eating.
Also, you know, cocaine and heroin. They're hunger suppressors.
Yeah,
yeah, I think it could be a rock star comment more than...
Yeah.
That's how I've always imagined it anyway. Because it's just fucking cool to just be a rock star and do drugs and not eat, I don't know. The swapping round of so intelligent and socially relevant,
yeah,
I think is beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's good in terms of how the lyrics are phrased.
Yeah.
It's like a slight difference. Like, it's not the same amount of syllables.
Yeah. That stuff is so important to me.
Yeah.
It really gives a song depth, and I love noticing shit. And I mean, it's obvious, but like, a lot of people don't listen to lyrics like in much depth.
And make a podcast about them.
Yeah. Why don't you? A lot of people aren't complete nerds. but yeah, I just think that's mint.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Hard agree.
But I then think that's where the chorus should end. Socially relevant, she's American. done, next verse. But instead, you've got another two lines that I think just don't fit.
Yeah, because they don't vary it in the, yeah, in the next one.
Yeah, but just in terms of your, like, your, I think you're ending, if you do that, you're ending the chorus on an unusual number of bars.
Yeah, I think it'd be better to just invent a new line rather than repeat, right?
Yeah, I don't think you can just cut it out.
And in my rewrite, that line ends in again, but I've not written the rest of the line. Sort of a half rhyme with American.
It's like one long job interview for you to join someone's band as like a songwriter.
They just be like, "No, you're too keen." Next Discord. That's what I'm calling it.
Nice. She's introducing sleep to avoid pain.
Nah, she's not. She's inducing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another misheard.
What did you say?
Introducing.
Oh, right, you've misheard that.
Yeah. Which I think, I suppose it's the same vibe, isn't it? You're forcing yourself to sleep.
What's that stuff people take? Is it Valium to go to sleep? Yeah. Or Xanax, people love that in America. What does that do?
Same thing.
All right.
Just a brand name.
Oh, right, okay. Like Hoover.
Is it? Because it like levels you out. But
I thought Xanax is like an antidepressant.
Anti-anxiety, I think.
Yeah,
it's meant to keep you... I don't think it's meant to make you sleep, though.
No, well...
Well, is...
Valium's just
Is Valium the sleep one?
It knocks you out if you have enough of it. But...
Oh,
all right, so you're supposed to have less, then it's just you're not worried.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So. Ritalin, is that the one you're thinking of?
Ritalin's for ADHD.
It's interesting that the line is she's doing it, so it's somebody else who's maybe he's met in a similar position to him that he's maybe coping with the trials and tribulations of famous life with recreational drug use.
Is the she someone from home, do you know, based on the next line?
Possibly.
It's the same she calls on the phone like the old days, expecting the world. I love that line.
Yeah.
It's just like everything's changed and you just can't expect me to still be available. Like,
oh, see, I heard that as like old days, as in when, you know, back in your mum and dad's day when they were courting, they would actually have to ring landlines and stuff.
Oh, yeah, she calls on, because she specifically calls on the phone. Right, yeah.
But yeah, it could be like, in times gone by between of their relationship where it would have been acceptable once.
It's so mad, isn't it? You can just get a totally different meaning from something.
Yeah.
I've always thought of some girl ringing you and being like, "Oh, hey, you're right." And it's like, "Yeah, what do you need me for?" Like, "I'm just catching up. It's like, I'm recording an album here, babes." Who are you?
Is there anything else I'll say in the second verse?
The second line.
Yeah, we've only done one line so far.
Of course, I don't know why I keep skipping ahead, yeah.
I think she's got a gun divinely decreed and custom made. I just don't get...
I've never understood what that line's for.
I think it's just a bit of filler, but plays into the American stereotype, doesn't it? She's that into guns that it's been custom made.
Ah.
Well, it's like a wealth thing as well.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so divinely decreed means it's like a God-given right to have it.
Ah, right, okay. Ah, yeah, because they do believe that, don't they? Uh-huh.
God, that makes that line so much better.
Yeah,
the Second Amendment.
Yeah. To stop the King of England.
it's a gorgeous line, I think.
It
rolls
sounds
off the tongue.
Great, yeah. I don't hate it.
You don't hate it?
I don't hate that line.
Oh, I love it. I love it even more now.
It's just a different, it's not progressing the narrative for me like some of the other lines.
Do you know what? I think that it's a bit of a switch around of the chorus, because the chorus is like all the things, it's all like the English stereotypes. Then that line's like, well, you know, you're saying all this stuff about me being the traditional British person.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is you being the traditional American person having a gun in your handbag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, if I had my gun, I'd shoot you.
Yeah. Maybe the second verse is actually about Dan Bilzerian, whatever he's called.
Oh my God, he's weird. Him.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being a dollar behind him, though.
That's such a dad say.
I was going to say, said everyone's dad.
Oh. I love getting older. You know, just stuff like that. It's brilliant. I can't wait to be an old man.
Well, there's no more water in the city, but be careful or you'll drown. You think you got it figured out? Well, we said the water line because of the...
LA.
But then be careful or you'll drown.
You may become an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine.
Indulgence.
It's similar to the... It's counterpart in the first verse. Like a fall from grace. Green to brown. Weed to heroin. Be careful or you'll become an alcoholic.
Yeah, I think it just means don't let it submerge you. You know, don't let LA kill you, sort of thing.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, not necessarily booze, I guess.
They try to link it to a line from Talk that says, I'd be an anchor, but I'm scared you'd drown.
Ah, okay.
Which I don't think it's a bit try hard.
Yeah.
There's a link, to be fair. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think I'm having that.
Oh, Josh, look at it. It looks like it's business time.
It's
Josh is just taking his hair down.
It's pretty greasy at the moment, to be honest. It's like it's business time. Should we jump to the bridge?
Yes. I think I've got a... now I'm looking at the lyrics of Talk. I'm like, I didn't know that was a line in this. No, I still am.
Back to the chorus, aren't we? So then we've covered the chorus. We should go to the...
We have.
We should take advice from Justin Timberlake.
Take it to the bridge.
Well, your face has got a hold on me, but your brain is proper weird.
I've never heard that line.
No, I've not either. No,
I don't think it says that. Where are you looking at the lyrics?
Genius.
They tend to be the fish.
Where your face has got a hold on me,
but your brain
is proper weird. Are you feeling the same?
I can't hear it.
Yeah, just keep nodding at me.
So he kind of like gobbles that last bit of the line up and merges it with the next.
Proper weird, are you
feeling the same? I think you should put it on and we're just gonna listen to the bridge. Take it to the bridge.
There it is.
Yeah.
I've never caught that.
That's crazy.
That's the thing.
And then, are you just feeling the same? You just keep nodding at me, looking vacant. That is it, Florence, and then the rest is just repeated.
Read it out one more time.
Well, your face has got a hold on me, but your brain is proper weird. Are you feeling the same? You just keep nodding at me, looking vacant.
I just like the very Northern English reference to proper weird, which is now relevant. Now that I know it exists, but I didn't before.
I don't know what I sang when that was on, but I wasn't singing that.
1975 noise.
Yeah, just
yeah, probably. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Feeling the same.
If I just stick Flurby Derby into the lyrics, I don't know. Flurby Derby 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 Petticoat.
Yeah, I thought it was like, bah, 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 dude, are you feeling the same? Yeah, because sometimes it's weird because you don't realise you don't know the lyrics.
Yeah.
Until you actually think about, what do I actually do at that bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Noise leaves my mouth.
That's it. That's lyrics. Lyrics.
Done. Dust it.
Done.
Julia Echo Whiskey.
But what a tune. Like, one of the best on the album.
It is. It's really good. For me, it's an Adam song. That just...
Wait, is Adam song your, like, go-to Blink hit?
Oh, no, sorry. I mean, it's
an Adam Han song.
Yeah, it's an Adam Han song.
Oh, I thought you meant Adam song by Blink.
No.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, well, it's just a showcase, isn't it, of how good a guitarist Adam is.
Yeah.
Even though Matt does play bits also, you know, I reckon it's an Adam song. He's gone, yeah, I'll show you how it's done.
Yeah, one of my all-time favourite 1975 songs. It's great. It's everything that I like about him. But, like, really honed, done better than at this point he'd ever done it before. Classy, smooth, beautiful.
Mm.
The sax on it as well is... It's not a hook.
No, it's just another bit.
Yeah,
it just left the last chorus, doesn't it?
Yeah, it works so well.
Yeah, I love it, obviously. It's like the ideas from the first just refined to this, like, this is what we can do now. This is, I think it's great songwriting, lyrically and just sort of like melodically. I don't know. I don't want to say I wish the song was more of a thing in terms of there was a video release and it was more of a single, because that wouldn't make me like it anymore. It would, and I mean, it wouldn't like.
Would it enhance the experience for you though?
It depends what the video was, if you get me. Because like, you don't need it to be a single to be one of the favourite songs on the album, if you know what I mean. But it's just phenomenal, isn't it? It's just so them as well.
I think you're right, though, because like, if you think about the way the girls' video and everything around that song, and does enhance it when you think about it and your experience of it and
yeah,
how you feel about
it. I suppose because the video's so good.
Like, if it would have had some sick video, that I think
but
it
knowing
really
what
it took it somewhere.
It would have had.
Yeah.
I don't think the idea, unless that video was going to do something amazing.
Yeah, that video didn't seem to like reflect the spirit of the song too much.
Yeah.
From them little snippets we've seen. Not in the same way Girls does. Girls was perfect. Isn't it?
It's absolutely sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, dead good.
Yeah. Do you take us home, guest?
Guest? Come on, guest.
That I just agree. The fact that it's just all the everything they'd been threatening to do for years, they did in that song.
Yeah, yeah.
That and the sound are just like the 1975 climaxes for me. What I didn't comment on in earlier in the song is that in the like B parts of the verse, so it has the long chord, and then the that, like, I've never known whether it's a bass or a guitar.
It's got a big guitar, I think.
It's very low for a guitar sound. I just forgot to mention that earlier, but I've always loved that kind of like chuggy feel to that bit in such a low tone.
It's weird. That's so like linear and straight, isn't it? And then like it like loosens as soon as like the words come back in. It's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that they've done the thing again of like call and response between vocals and an instrument.
Yeah.
Like, Heart Out Chorus is a good example of it. And then this, but within the verses. And then they've got the call and response, just the vocals in the chorus. Mm-hmm. I think it's an interesting way to structure it.
Yeah. 10 out of 10, that song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck, no, I take that back. 9.5, purely because of the lazy interlude, in my opinion.
9.5 out of 10.
The sound gets 10.
Agreed.
Is it your number two song on the album then? We can't answer that because we'll.
No, we can't.
Later. Yeah.
Yeah, after the sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What's number three? What's number 11?
It's tricky. It's tricky for the third spot. If I could only listen to one of them again. If I could pick three and they was the only tracks off this album I could ever listen to.
Mm.
Yeah, it'd be the sound. She's American. And then it'd be between Love Me, Earth, and Ballad of Me and My Brain.
Oh!
I'd purely because nice. Of... And I'd probably pick Ballad because... Of the shouting.
Can I guess why?
Yeah, go on, explain.
No, but yeah. It's just like Robbers, isn't it? That raspy, like, are the original Robbers.
Right.
Just feeling him, like, losing it.
Yeah, yeah, just he's got that, like, Bruce Springsteen-esque raw. He's capable of, like, getting into that gear. And he doesn't often do it. Ballad is one where he
really goes for it.
Pulls the brakes off and just goes for it.
Just punched your mic stand then in excitement.
Did.
I found a She's American remix.
Stick it on.
She's American. Well, that was good. I enjoyed that. Bit tinny.
Yeah.
Very good.
In principle, I just fucking hate what remixes do to the vocals. It just warps them and loses what's pleasant about the vocals in any remix I've ever heard. But that sounds pretty cool otherwise.
I didn't hear that. It sounded like Passion Pit.
Yeah. Is it time?
Is it time?
I said, is it time?
As in, like, full time?
Yeah.
I think it is full time.
I know, I barely went for Junior to start spelling his name in six different words.
All right, well, first of all, thanks for coming on the show again.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Offered great insight, as usual.
Do you think?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I felt a bit of a dur brain today.
A dur brain? Dur brain? You said you used to bum something. Why are you coming out with all that the primary school was? Yeah.
Welcome to year 9 Waddle High School.
Duh, brain.
9A.
What form are you in at school?
The only form ever.
9A.
The only one worth being in.
Oh, right. Sorry, C.
Yeah, no one wants to be in C.
Do you share any passion for our form? Do you know the way that I'm just like, proper like...
Yeah, our form was like, all the alternative people were in our form.
Yeah, it was sick.
Like, the moshers.
So the teachers got together and were like, right, who's the moshers in your school?
Yeah,
and put Gaynor in there as well.
There were other attempts at it, but Gaynor. Like a lot of losers in the other forms.
Nancy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Yeah. So yeah. Do you want to plug your socials and all that?
All right, yeah. If you want to follow me and my strange life, DQ Mank, as in Daniel Casada Manchester. DQ Mank Music. That's Insta.
If you're getting married in Spain and you want a singer.
Yeah.
His girlfriend's really good.
Or if, or if you're getting married anywhere in the world and you've got a very healthy budget for the entertainment.
Yes.
Fly him in.
If you live in a tropical island especially.
Right, yeah, so thank you everyone for listening to the show. You can follow us at the 975 Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Session Pause It Play It Pod on Facebook. Or you can email us at pauseitplayitpod@gmail.com. Now, every week, I might even leave it in this week. Right, what I do, I say that if you're going to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, I'll read it out. And I've done it 2 weeks, and no one's done it yet. No, one person did it, but it was Caroline.
He might have counted, but he's been a guest. So he's like, no, it definitely doesn't count.
He only reviewed the episode he was on.
Did he?
So have we had any additional reviews? No.
Review us.
Yeah, you need to start that out.
But if you listen at this point, hit that subscribe button.
Ring that bell.
Ring the bell. Hit like. What else do you do?
Share it.
Share. Do you know what? Yeah, we never say that either. Tell a mate if you like the 975. Tell a friend who likes the 975.
Broadcast it on MySpace.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Put any Facebook wall.
Oh, yeah. If you feel like one of the members should get sacked, let us know.
Of the 975 or of this podcast?
This podcast.
Don't cancel us. Also, don't research us.
You're fine. You've been wiped from the internet.
I don't exist.
You're like Will Smith at the start of Men in Black. Dan burnt off his fingerprints. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Joshua Lee without the vowels.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Junior, which is JEWKNWOR. Jew, like a follower of, doing it a different order this week. Jew, like a follower of the Jewish religion. Knee, like the bend in your leg. Or, like either or. Or, if you are a member of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organisation, that is Juliet, Echo, Whiskey, Kilo, November, Echo, Echo, Oscar, Romeo.
Beautiful.
Nice.
And you can find me here every week.
However, if you're a member of NATO and French, it's OTAN.
Is it?
For which letter?
O.
Oh.
No, it's no, in France, abbreviations are done backwards for some reason. So NATO is OTAN.
Oh,
I see.
Same in Spanish.
What was it? Yeah.
You know what? You've got to sign us off in Spanish now, haven't you?
Fuck.
He loves this.
pretends not to, but he's like, he loves the attention.
Gracias por haber escuchado el podcast de Pause It, Play It.
Do more. Muy bueno.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Sí. Bueno hecho.
Right.
Nos vemos en el próximo capítulo con estos tres chicos.
I got that bit. Right. Adios, everyone.
Yeah. Hasta luego.